The original intent of the college campus was to offer a place for a growth in knowledge and exchange of ideas in a mature way, which would prepare students for later entry in what we like to refer to as the real world. Today's college campus, well, that displays a very different picture. Show up with an argument against somebody's view, then, well, you need to be either silenced at least, but better for all if you're prevented to set foot on that campus at all. This has been an action exclusively taken by the campus left, from students all the way up to administrators. My next guest is part of a conservative organization who's here to tell how his group plans to step up rather than step back from the efforts against them. He's a spokesperson for the Young Americas Foundation, Spencer Brown. Thanks for being here today, Spencer.
Hey, absolutely. It's great to be with you.
And learn more about Young Americas Foundation. More importantly, for your college campus, if it does apply, to have one of the speakers attend an event that you want to organize, YAF.org. That's the website again, YAF.org. Just a little background, because you've always had challenges bringing speakers onto college campuses, but it seems to have of late ratcheted up, specifically with Michael Knowles from the Daily Wire. Talk about some of the more recent, couple of recent events regarding his appearances or attempt to make appearances at college campuses.
Yeah, well, so Young America's Foundation has actually been around since the 1960s, and really the same problems we saw then are similar to the problems we see now, where leftists on campuses will do basically anything in their power to keep conservative ideas off of the campus quad and out of the campus, classrooms. But what we've seen, you mentioned that we've seen sort of this ratcheting up, and that's exactly the phrase that I would use to describe what we've seen happening to conservatives on campuses. Where we see leftists resorting basically to literal assault in order to try to shut down conservative ideas and conservative speakers. And so what we saw just a few weeks ago at the University of Missouri at Kansas City was a masked leftist just storming into a lecture hall while Michael Knowles was speaking and shooting him with a super soaker that was filled with what we at the time believed to be bleach, but thankfully turned out to just be non-toxic household cleaners mixed with glitter. Thankfully the authorities were there to tackle that gentleman who attacked Knowles, and he's now been charged with assault. But it's just ridiculous to see that is how far the left has gone in their willingness to basically do anything and by any means necessary in order to silence a conservative point of view when it tries to show up on a college campus.
Yeah, and the flip side, I just did some basic Googling of different speakers at different campuses, different policies, and just a small list of what I found. There was a time when Long Island University invited the then president of Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, to speak, and everyone had a great time with him, especially when he told the story about how they had no gays in Iran. Of course, they killed them all, but he sort of glossed over that part. Now we have Harvard inviting a speaker who has said in the past that he believes that people who believe in the Bibles should be put in jail, and this is part of the Harvard Diversity Workshop. And this was a firsthand story that the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University told me. He was confronted by a student for not giving a warning that the talk he was going to give would make that student feel bad. And what was this? What was the president's talk? Verses from the Bible. So it's like, we talk about fairness, balance, and an exchange of ideas, like I said in the introduction. But, man, there's one side that just wants to tip the scale to the bitter end.
Well, if you look at what the left has done to higher education, it's really just a disgrace where they've taken these centers of higher learning and free inquiry and open discussion and basically just turned them into indoctrination centers where all students here, whether it come from professors or their peers or the administrators, is just this leftist pablum that does nothing to actually prepare them for the real world. They're told that they're victims. They're told that they're oppressed under this intersectional matrix of oppression. They're told that they have no personal responsibility and that they'll never be able to get ahead in life no matter what they do. And it's really just a shame because, these universities used to be the places where, parents and families would choose to send their students off to after high school, believing that they would have, a beneficial experience where they'd gain knowledge and learn new ideas and be prepared to then enter the so-called real world. And instead, we see now these administrators and professors just infantilize grown adults who are on college campuses, giving them safe spaces and treating them with kid gloves. And it does nothing to help, the future of our country or the rising generation, because it's just made them basically intolerant to any idea outside of what they already believe, because now they believe that speech that they disagree with is violence. And so you see leftists lashing out like we saw at UMKC because they believe any sort of response is adequate and is appropriate because they view speech as violence now, which is obviously absurd. You know, ideas never hurt anybody themselves. It's if, you know, somebody were to apply them. And really, if you look at whose ideas are harmful in the long run, it's the left's ideas with socialism and Marxism and communism. But again, they feel like anything they do is appropriate and necessary in order to keep conservatives from having a voice.
So it's Spencer Brown from the Young Americas Foundation. YAF.org is their website. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. There is a change in the air, though, because thanks to an executive order by President Trump, if you want to continue this practice on your college campus and you receive public funding, federal funds, it's going to come at a price now because you are not going to get that money.
Well, what's really interesting about this executive order the president signed, I guess that was about 2 months ago now, and Young America's Foundation had about a dozen of our students who have had situations like this arise where their schools basically denied or restricted their First Amendment rights. The good thing about this executive order is it puts the responsibility back on that of the campuses and these colleges and their administrators and takes that burden off of the students, where what we see today, you know, I work with students every single day at Young America's Foundation who call me and say, you know, my university did this. Is that okay? And usually it's a violation of their First Amendment rights. But now this executive order makes schools be the ones responsible for ensuring that the First Amendment is preserved and protected on their campuses. And it's not up to the students to have to fight for their own right to speak, which obviously, as American citizens on an American campus, they already have that First Amendment right. But the way it's set up now, you know, students have had to go to court and sue their universities and go to all the time and cost of that. But now this executive order puts the onus back on the administrators to ensure that they're the ones who are protecting those rights.
You mentioned about the dangers of indoctrination seems to have been actually successful to many degrees. I found this piece, a Cal State LA student, Chloe Littleton, wrote for the campus newspaper, going off because Mr. Knowles had appeared there more recently after the physical altercation he had at the other campus, and he got into a debate slash discussion with a college professor at Cal State LA about whether language can be violent. That's apparently an idea that Chloe Littleton buys because she wrote that YAF's use of the phrase build the wall against some of your supporters on campus to promote Mr. Knowles' appearance had a table set up with pamphlets and a build the wall sign. YAF's use of the phrase build the wall can also be considered violent speech since it incited an immediate breach of the peace on campus. Students reacted by feeling uncomfortable, disrespected, upset, and unsafe. Now, I look at the time flow of when this stuff happens. Now, okay, something I said can make you feel bad. Well, welcome to the real world and the adult world. If you can't handle it, stay home. But it seems like the crimes are the actions taken by those who are offended. It usually involves destruction of personal property, physical assault, and they can go on from there.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's incredibly ironic and actually just very sad that the left is constantly claiming that conservative ideas and conservative events somehow constitute an existential threat to their personal safety. But then they, in turn, are the ones who actually execute these violent and assaulting behaviors where, you know, we see at UMKC people attack Knowles with, you know, a Super Soaker filled with a liquid. And we see, you know, at UC Berkeley, conservatives are sucker punched in the face just for trying to table. And we see it all over the country where the left are the ones that are actually the violent and actual intolerant people on these campuses. It's not the conservatives who are really just there trying to, and, you know, thankfully successfully with the help of Young America's Foundation, working to have their First and 14th Amendment rights recognized on their campuses so that way they're treated like their liberal peers. But again, the left will never admit that they're the ones who are the true intolerants. They continue to claim that diversity is very important. Meanwhile, working, you know, basically at every turn to shut out any sort of intellectual diversity, they claim to be the tolerant ones, while at the same time they're most intolerant of any ideas but their own. And it's just incredibly sad that universities have sort of bought into this system where now they're sort of helping the radical left to execute their campaign to shut out and shut up conservatives.
So as I said in the introduction, you have a choice. You can either step back or step up. YAF is stepping up. Talk about what your initial reaction has been to all this. It seems like you are going to just go full guns at anything and anyone who's opposed to you.
Well, exactly right. And what we've done actually in the wake of that assault on Michael Knowles at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, is right after that we talked to Michael Knowles and decided that we're going to launch a nationwide campus lecture tour with him starting this fall of 2019 to make sure that his message is heard and make sure that the left knows that we're not going to be sidelined or intimidated by their literal attacks on our speakers and our ideas. And so we're looking forward to bringing his conservative and fact-based message to students all over the country this fall. And of course, he joined others like Ben Shapiro and Katie Pavlich, and more than 60 other conservative speakers that we send to campuses around the country as Young America's Foundation works to ensure that the left does not completely shut out or silence conservatives.
You can find more about this speakers tour, the available speakers that you can bring to your college campus as a student or as an event organizer at the website for Young America's Foundation, YAF.org. We've been joined by their spokesperson, Spencer Brown. Spencer, thanks so much for standing true to the cause and your right to speak what you feel is right. And thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.